Sudbury.com runs a weekly list of things that are going on locally, both in person and virtual. If you're planning a performance, class, presentation, exhibit, fundraiser, initiative or other event in Greater Sudbury, send the details to calendar@sudbury.com so we can spread the word. Coldest Night of the Year, Virtual Fundraiser, February 26. Take part in the virtual version of Coldest Night of the Year, February 26. Event raises funds for the Samaritan Center. Collect pledges, map out a safe 2 to 5 kilometers route, and gather with your bubble or head out on your own. Learn more online here. Sudbury Performance Group presents comedian Eric Johnston. February 26 takes place at Trevi Bar and Grill at 7 p.m. Eric Johnston is a Canadian stand-up comedian, actor, and MC from Hamilton, Ont. A professionally trained entertainer, he was educated at both Humber College in Theatre Arts, and the prestigious Vancouver Film School. An agile, high-energy, and diverse performer, Johnston stars in the international children's show, Splatalot, which is seen on major networks in over 170 countries around the world, including Netflix, by day, and performs nightly on some of the top comedy stages and comedy festivals in North America. Tickets available through Eventbrite. BLM Sudbury Conference, virtual, Feb 26-27 in honor of Black History Month, Black Lives Matter Sudbury will once again host their intersectional caucus, this year called Amplifying Voices on Turtle Island, AVTI. This is the second caucus event for the group, the first held in 2021. This edition will once again be held virtually and begins at noon on both February 26 and 27. The free online conference will once again center and uplift the voices of Black, Indigenous and People of Color, BIPOC, and 2SLGBTQ+ activists, leaders, educators, and changemakers from across Turtle Island. You can find more information and register for the event here. Sudbury Music Festival, February 28th registration deadline. The 2022 Sudbury Music Festival, formerly the Kiwanis Music Festival of Sudbury, will be held in April. It will be an online festival again in 2022 as COVID-19 precautions continue to restrict the size of social gatherings. Instead of performing live for an adjudicator, participants will film their performances and upload the videos to YouTube. Participants in each category will meet with their adjudicators on Zoom to view the videos together and receive their feedback and evaluations. Musicians and vocalists must register by February 28. The deadline for video submissions is March 25. Information and the 2022 syllabus are available at www.sudburymusicfestival.ca. Nori Gallery, now open downtown Sudbury, has a new art gallery. Nori Gallery opened recently at 76 Cedar Street. Nori Gallery currently features the works of owner Brian Nori along with T. Hammond. The premier exhibition offers a range of works that include the infusion of classical mediums with artificial intelligence, augmented reality, NFT and projection mapping. You're invited to book a guided tour of the gallery. Walk-ins welcomed on weekends. Sudbury Performance Group presents the Northern Arts Festival. Sudbury Performance Group's third edition of the Northern Arts Festival will once again be providing audiences with nightly entertainment from musicians from across the city. Each night, the group will be holding pop-up concerts in venues across Greater Sudbury, including the outskirts. Upcoming performers include Dave McNabb, February 24, Popmock, INE, February 25, Mike Trudel, March 2, Mr. YMB, March 3, Skylark, March 5, Johnny Rock, March 10, and 21, March 12. More specific show information is available here. Yes Theatre auditions for youth ages 8 to 15 March 1 deadline. Yes Theatre seeks young artists ages 8 to 15 for upcoming productions in the 2022 Yes Theatre Summer Festival. Productions are undisclosed at this time, but there is a high need for youth in these pieces. No experience is necessary. March 1 submission deadline. More information on the application process is available at yestheatre.com. STC presents Matthew Haiti's Ever Falling Flight March 3-13. Sudbury playwright Matthew Haiti will see his play Ever Falling Flight produced by Sudbury Theatre Centre March 3-13. Théâtre du Nouvel Ontario was also to produce the play in French as Aéroporté this winter, but this has been postponed, new dates TBD. Dashing through increasingly strange ports of call with her, trusty navigator Fred. Our hero takes to the skies in this comic fantasy inspired by the final, mysterious flight of Amelia Earhart and her famous 1937 record-breaking round-the-world trip. Visit sudburytheatre.com for tickets. Art Gallery of Sudbury call for artist submissions March 4th deadline. The Art Gallery of Sudbury invites emerging and established artists living in Ontario to submit artwork for jury consideration in a new juried, multimedia exhibition. Artists are invited to submit one recent, original, new work for jurying that will riff off the theme, Is This Real Life? Submissions should be original works of art created during the pandemic period, that is, in the past 2 years, after January 1, 2020. Submission deadline is March 4 at 5 p.m. Learn more on the Art Gallery's website. La Slague presents La Vallée des Avilés, Big Franco-Ontarian Comedy Night. March 5 Franco-Ontarian comedy is a hot trend these days as many up-and-coming stand-up comics and improv artists are making their mark. La Slague will showcase several of these rising stars in an exciting festival-style event spread across various performance spaces within the Place des Arts building. Jonathan Dion and Eveline Roy Mulgott, both from the Ottawa area, are first on the roster and many more will be joining them. Event is to take place at 8 p.m. March 5 in the Grande Salle, Place des Arts du Grand Sudbury. Purchase tickets online here. Celebrate Women Fundraiser March 5. CFUW Sudbury has again partnered with the YWCA and the Women's Legal, Education and Action Fund, LEAF, to raise much-needed funds to assist women and girls in the Sudbury area with the 26th annual Celebrate Women event, set for 10 a.m. March 5. This year's event will be virtual. Author and lifestyle pioneer Debbie Travis will speak about her recent book, Joy, Lessons from a Tuscan Villa. Tickets cost $20 each. Details for registering or for purchasing a book can be found at cfuwsudbury.com. Sudbury Women's Center presents Feel Good Fest March 10-13 in honor of International Women's Day, March 8. Sudbury Women's Center presents Feel Good Fest, encouraging women to feed their mind, body and soul through fun take-home kits and virtual learning sessions. Events raise awareness and funds for SWC. Purchase feel-good kits and delicious goodies, take part in sessions including mindful eating, yoga and music therapy. For a full calendar of events and more information, visit www.sudburywc.ca/feelgood. Sudbury Performance Group presents The Rocky Horror Show March 10-19 in this cult classic, Sweethearts Brad and Janet, stuck with a flat tire during a storm, discover the eerie mansion of Dr. Frank N. Furter. As their innocence is lost, Brad and Janet meet a houseful of wild characters, including a rocking biker and a creepy butler. Through elaborate dances and rock songs, Frank N. Furter unveils his latest creation, a muscular man named Rocky. Fran N. Furter and his motley crew did the Time Warp on Broadway in a 25th anniversary revival. Complete with sass from the audience, cascading toilet paper, and an array of other audience participation props, this deliberately kitschy rock and roll sci-fi gothic musical is more fun than ever. Runs March 10-19 at Thornlow University's Theatre. Purchase tickets on SPG's website. Sudbury Theatre Centre PA Day Camp March 11th Exploration and fun are the key words for Sudbury Theatre Centre's PA Day Theatre Camps for youth ages 8 to 12. The next camp comes up March 11th, final PA Day Camp of the school year is on June 13th. The program includes collaborative activities and games designed to build imagination, confidence, and creative expression. Enrollment for each PA Day Theatre Camp is limited to 15 students. Activities will be held in the theater to promote physical distancing. Masks must be worn while inside the building. Hand sanitizer will be readily available throughout the building and in the washrooms. The cost is $60 per day, includes HST, minus $55 for current STC Academy students. Aftercare until 5 p.m. is available upon request for an additional $10 per day. For more information, including registration forms, visit sudburytheatre.com/youth. TNO presents T. Jean de Partou, Francophone Children's Play, March 12. TNO season starts with the children's play T. Jean de Partou, a production from Vox Théâtre. Franco-Ontarian author Marie-Thé Morin revisits the adventures of a traditional Canadian tale character who no longer needs to be introduced, This same character has his origins in France and has traveled through the Francophone imagination on all continents for several decades. It is in fact T. Jean's identity, a bold Francophone from a modest background, that gives him the gift of blending into a multitude of accents and evolving perpetually according to the great oral tradition used by all the peoples of this world who share French as their language. Play runs at the New Place des Arts building. Purchase tickets here. Le Carrefour Francophone and Théâtre du Nouvel Ontario are also teaming up for a Francophone family event at Place des Arts prior to the play, running 10 a.m. to noon March 12. Deepen your appreciation for the wonderful TNO children's play, T. Jean Depardieu, by taking part in this complimentary activity, which includes an icebreaker game followed by an informal discussion. Tickets for the family activity available here. TNO presents Man-Man La Mer March 17-19. Man-Man La Mer by Dejeni Laguerre features Marjolaine, who has a gift. In her dream she sees future events. Her mother tries to stifle this unwelcome connection with disreputable beliefs of their Haitian past. But when Marjolaine comes down with a mysterious incurable disease, her only remaining hope is to travel to Haiti to be cared for by her grandmother. Is Man-Man La Mer a midwife, a mystic, or simply a loving elder? Crick? Ye a Crick. A charismatic storyteller weaves Haitian oral tradition, true life experience and lighthearted moments into an engaging first-person narrative that explores Haitian spirituality and the mother-daughter relationship. This TNO play runs March 17-19 at La Grande Salle of La Place des Arts. Some performances will be presented with English subtitles. Get tickets here. Sudbury Performance Group presents dinner theater shows March 25-26. Catch performances of Who's in Bed with the Butler and Things My Mother Taught Me March 25-26 at the Ukrainian National Federation Hall. In Who's in Bed with the Butler, a California billionaire has bequeathed all of his assets to his only daughter, Constance, except the $22 million yacht he wanted Josephine to have, a $25 million art collection left to Renee, and some priceless antique automobiles willed to Marjorie. Constance arrives at her father's mansion with her lawyer, determined to find out who these women are and to buy them off, or contest the will. In Things My Mother Taught Me, Olivia and Gabe are moving into their first apartment together. They've just packed up all of their belongings and driven halfway across the country to start a new life together in Chicago. Their moving day doesn't go exactly as planned, though, and things become slightly more complicated when all of their parents show up to help. Can a two-bedroom apartment contain all of the love, laughs, worry, and wisdom that's about to happen? Purchase tickets on Sudbury Performance Group's website. Sudbury Arts Council Photo Contest June 1st Submission Deadline. Sudbury Arts Council, SAC, invites amateur and professional photographers to submit images for a 2023 desk calendar. The Arts Council has an opportunity to do something fun with journal printing by supplying images for the company's annual complimentary calendar. The theme is naturally Sudbury. Submissions should focus on Sudbury's natural beauty. 13 color images will be selected by members of the Arts Council Board, one for each month and a cover shot. Deadline for submissions to sac.communicate@gmail.com is June 1, 2022. More information regarding submissions is available at the SAC website, www.sudburyartscouncil.ca. Pierogies and Cabbage Rolls. Mondays to Fridays. Fresh pierogies and cabbage rolls are available for curbside pickup from Monday to Friday at the Ukrainian Seniors Center. Place your order by phoning 705-673-7404.